Throughout the European Union, immigration has become a hot political, economic and social issue. For decades, people in the European Union have rejected the concept of cultural plurality, the idea that different ethnic, linguistic and religious groups may enjoy rights and recognition due to their minority status. But as the immigrant communities continue to grow, many ethnic and religious minorities are creating identities that combine elements of both cultures.
As a British Muslim, I feel very proud to be British and Muslim. There's no, as far as I'm concerned, there's no conflict in that.
There is no contradiction. There's no need for that. You can find a balance, you'll find a way.
No, I could never become British. I'm African.
Just like in Britain, in other European Union countries, immigrants are also stubbornly clinging on to their own identity.
My whole family has lived in Frankfurt for 30 years. We don't feel like strangers. Here we can keep our Turkish culture and traditions. So for us, nothing has changed in 30 years. We're still Turks.
Self-definition of cultural identity is what is important in this process, a process which throughout the European Union is now being called multiculturalism.
Different cultures coming together, enriching society, with nobody saying this is the dominant culture and nobody saying that this is what we will dictate on other people. It's enabling people to do their own thing, but seeing themselves as part of Britain.
I think they enhance it in many ways, you know, and I think the more cultures you get, the better it is.
While in Britain, multiculturalism seems to be making inroads. In France, a model of integration which denies the multicultural concept worked well for earlier waves of mainly European immigrants, but it's not working for those from North and West Africa who claim immigrants in France are being denied their own sense of culture and therefore their personal history and identity.
Then you herd them into a ghetto and deny them decent housing, decent jobs, and a proper democratic voice. No wonder there's a huge gulf between what we immigrants want and what politicians want to deliver.
While in some European Union countries, multiculturalism is seen as a menace to society, in Germany, multiculturalism is becoming part of everyday life. And the city of Frankfurt has even set up a department for multicultural affairs.
German and foreign kids are growing up together. They go to the same schools and they live in the same neighborhoods. This is an example of multiculturalism.
Do you think Germany is very multicultural?
Yes, especially Frankfurt is really multicultural.
I've learned a lot from immigrants. I've learned new languages, to be more friendly and hospitable, how to interact with other cultures and accept them. This is so different from the German way.
Ganz anders als wie bei den Deutschen.
This is Sandra Spencer reporting from the European Union.